Martin,
and you're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done,
I started this past week in Las Vegas at the opening of the Nobu Hotel. That's where I ran into kind of my pop star boy crush, British Grammy-nominated Ed Sheeran, who's opening for Taylor Swift all over the country on this big stadium tour. He was there to play for the grand opening.
I've never been in a hotel room like this, and, like, I've never been to an event like this.
So. Yeah, we're in a room with a pool table, and, I mean, it's just huge.
There's, like, another room in there with beds, and then there's a bedroom in there.
There's a cinema right over here, and a cinema.
There's a hot tub in there.
Is there really?
Yeah.
And a cinema, and behind that door, there's, like, 20 girls, and they just dance. They have some sort of routine.
See, I haven't been told that yet. I'll check that out.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you. They're just going to surprise you. All right.
Make it rain.
Right. That's what I do. I make it rain.
Cool.
Have you ever made it rain?
No.
I mean, you're making money now. You're doing good.
Yeah, I know. But, like, Kanye West has a line when he goes, you know, white people make money, don't spend it. And that's pretty much me.
Is that you?
Yeah, I wouldn't make it rain.
Do you have any indulgences? Like, if I make a little bit, I'll get this or get that?
I'm working on a house at the moment. I'm renovating a whole kind of property where I grew up.
Where you grew up?
Yeah, wow. And there's a lot of land there. So I'm basically planting a lot of trees and stuff. Very boring. But
that's,
like,
smart, because you're building value that later you can sell.
I'm not actually planning to sell it. This is, like, going to be the family house, like, for when I have kids and stuff. So I'm going to build lots of... Yeah. It's basically a blank canvas at the moment. So there's, like, a lot of agricultural land that I'm turning into, like, woodland. So, yeah, it's...
Doesn't compound sound better than farm?
I think farm sounds cool. Time, yeah, like, no, because compound makes it sound like you're going to have, like, a fat businessman in a hard hat there.
So you have now transformed from small stages to the biggest stage ever. I mean,
No.
I'm talking about with Taylor.
Oh, right. Okay.
On the stadium tour.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to lose you there. The Nobu stage is not that big. It's a pool.
Looks all right.
You're playing in front at a pool.
Yeah.
Is that a weird transition to go back and forth like that?
You gotta
be big when you're in a stadium.
I actually go back and forth like that a lot doing the radio events, because I do radio performances every day. So I'll be playing to kind of 30-40 people on, like, three different gigs before the main gig, and then the main gig will be to, you know, 15,000 people. So
I fluctuate a lot. Balance in there. How have you learned how to go big? They're
you've got
at you
to treat,
on a big screen.
Like, the small gigs, you've got to treat them as a connection with the audience, as a kind of musical thing, like, this is my music, I'm sharing it with you. Whereas the big gigs, you are an entertainer, and your job is to entertain and make people sing and make people dance, make people smile. And you shouldn't get the two mixed up, because if you go on a big stage and kind of go all inverted and go, this is a song that I wrote about my cat, and expect people to connect with it, they're not necessarily going to do it. You have to force people to connect with it by getting them into it and getting them entertained. So I do a lot of crowd participation at the big gigs.
And you're really good at that, like, because you've worked so many small gigs.
I think you have to go through gigs where people don't listen to you, so you find out ways to make them listen to you.
Yeah.
So, actually, I used to do a lot of these corporate gigs before I was signed to, you know, pay rent and stuff like that. So, this was, those were the kind of gigs where you're forced to entertain, because
and
people are not there to listen to you. Yeah. So, I guess those gigs helped.
That's when most of them don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
You are still surprisingly unfamous here.
Yeah.
Surprisingly to me. Is it a surprise to you?
Not at all. It's a big country, man. It's a big country. It took me 5 years in the UK.
It's a big country, but I've been here a long time, and I've watched artists as they come up, and I see the benchmarks of things that happen before they blow up, and you've already hit all those. So I can't figure out why, for example, the second single isn't just everywhere, and why you're not a household name yet.
Do you know what? I've still got a lot of dues to pay.
That's good to hear you say that.
It's my second single. Radio... were unsure on the first single, and it kind of works, but of course they're going to be unsure on the second. I think they're even going to be unsure on the third single, I think. And until this album campaign's over and I paid all my dues and I've done the Taylor tour and I've done three of my own tours and I've done all the singles, like, the second album I can go in with a bit of confidence, but the first album I'm laying the foundations. If you look at what Mumford & Sons did, that was pretty much them. They had to pay their dues, and on the second album, that's when they blew up, because they did everything that I did. They did the Grammys on the first album.
Right, that's right.
They sold a million copies on their first album.
That's
like,
right.
But they were surprisingly unfamous as well. And as soon as the second album kicked off, bam.
You're so right. You're so right, because even as...
And Adele. Look at Adele.
Yeah, and Adele. Yeah.
I mean, the way that I'm comparing it to is England. And when I had one single in England, I wasn't a household name yet.
Yeah.
And I've only had one single in America. And it took about four singles in England to take me to that point. So,
so, so what's been a huge hit in England besides the A-Team? Was Lego House a huge hit?
Every single song I did was a hit in
every single song
in England. But you have to
Small Bumps a single?
Yeah. Okay. That worked. And Gimme Love worked. Gimme Love worked. You Need Me worked.
Wow.
Lego House and A-Team. But the difference is the rollout on radio is a shorter amount of time. It's a 6-week build at radio and then it peaks and then it's gone. Whereas over here, it took 18 months for the A-Team to peak. Right. So yeah, it's a longer process.
But then it lasts
process.
Longer too once it gets there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could speed it up if you would do a reality show or something where you make yourself look silly. Have you thought about that? Like have a show where you jump into a giant tub of, Jell-O or something?
I don't think anyone would be that interested
you
in
never
me
know.
Doing that.
If you have a guitar and you're up on a ladder and you're playing.
I don't think.
Like, whoa, drop him in the tub of Jell-O.
I think because I haven't been in either of my music videos that have been singles here, I don't think people even know what I look like yet. So you can imagine a reality TV show and people being like, why is there this ginger dude on TV with weird tattoos?
Are they
shaking
their finger at you like, you have to be in the next video? What are you doing? You can't not be in your own video.
I'm not in the next video. No.
Well, I mean, eventually you have to be in the video. I don't like having my picture taken, but
you
I understand.
Know, like
but
people always said this to me. People always say, eventually you're going to have to be in your videos. Yeah. But the album outside of America has done 3 million copies so far without music video, full music video appearances.
I think I kind of know you, and I think this is your private little joke and challenge inside your head. You're going to see how long you can go without being in one of your videos. You're going to be absolutely huge.
But
I've
managed to get it to rub off on Taylor now, because the next song that she's releasing, I don't know if she's releasing it here, but in like UK and Australia, is our single, and we're not in the video either.
No kidding.
Yeah, so
did
I'm
you
just
have to
kind
talk
of,
her into that?
No. Her manager was like, so we're going to go with this song. Have you got any ideas for the music video? And I was like, yeah, this idea. And he was like, well, that works because you're both on tour, so we can make that while you're not on tour.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
What a time saver when you don't have to be in your own videos.
No, but also, like, music videos should be...
story.
And they should revolve around the song rather than the artist. Mm-hmm. And they should bring the song to a level where you can understand it a bit more. Whereas with, like, the A-Team, it's a story, so that plays out. Lego House is meant to be a bit odd, so that plays out like that. You Need Me, there was a guy doing sign language, that plays out like that. And, like, I think you go in a music video when you want people to know your face, but if you can get your music out there... I mean, my album covers my face, so people are going to know it anyway. But, like, I don't know, it's... It's a challenge that I've been trying to do.
Yeah. But it's not because you think that people will connect better without seeing you.
No.
I mean, you don't have an inferiority thing working. Like, you've been told so many times that you don't fit the realm of a pop artist that you have decided, okay, I don't want to put my face out on everything.
That's
silly, I think. Because
that did kind of come into it.
Because girls are crushing on you now hard. So it's different.
Yeah, I don't know. I find it weird seeing posters and stuff like that, to be honest.
But it's happening. I mean, it's happening. And it's great.
Yeah.
Because you don't, because crushes come in all shapes and sizes, you know. You don't look like anybody. You don't look like anybody else who's come before. Maybe that's what's so cool about you, you know? Like,
I hope so. I don't know. I'm going to keep pushing the music video thing though.
Yeah.
See how far it goes.
On the first album, you talk about drinking a lot. Oh, we got to go? Do we have to go? All right. Can I just ask a fun question?
One more song, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one more question.
One more
What'd
song.
I say? One
more song.
Song.
I like that. One more song. You talk about drinking a lot on the first album. And one of your lines is you say you don't drink like other people do.
Yeah.
That's pretty vulnerable and pretty honest. Is that still the case? Is it something you think about a lot, or
no? There was a stage in my life where
you're writing in retrospect.
That was actually written at a specific time, but I was living with a lot of people that enjoyed to drink, and I was quite young, and I think I drank for very different reasons that they drank, and I don't know. I've kind of got past that point now. That was like 4 years ago. Well, no, 5 years ago now.
Wow.
So I'm now at a stage where I don't really drink that much because I've had quite a lot of weird experiences with it. But it's cool.
So how do you get high? What do you get high on tonight?
Like playing in front of people that have never heard me and having to make them feel entertained, or playing in front of 15,000 Taylor Swift fans who have never heard of me, and that's where the high comes from. And when you get that reaction, you get a kind of buzz. Yeah,
you see her at her level, and she is about as accommodating an artist as I've ever seen. Does that rub off on you at all? You were already that way, though.
It definitely, because she's kind of like 25 million albums in, and she still does all the meet and greets with the fans.
State of the art in artist relations.
There's no one better.
I brought somebody to the show, a friend with his kid, and afterwards he got a thank you note, I got a thank you note, and the kid got a thank you note. And she knows everybody's name and sent them to our home addresses. It's like,
yeah,
how do they do this? Man. Crazy.
Probably good.
So it's probably good to, you know, take notes on that.
It's good to see that. Yeah. Man, yeah.
So awesome. Good luck with the stadium part Thank of this. Look forward to it. You want to shoot some pool later? Or
for sure.
The strippers
for sure.
coming in or I need to go? Or
we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Ed Sheeran, Kid Craddock in the morning.
Thank you
Thanks,
so
man.
Much, man.
Good to see you again.